I want to avoid the production or the unnecessary production of reactive oxygen species. How do I do that?
Well, the more obvious thing that hasn't worked so far is taking antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, and these have been studied for years with the hope that they could reduce the amount of reactive oxygen species, but they never seem to work. They don't seem to be specific enough for the reactive oxygen species that are actually made within the cells, and they also don't seem to really get to where the action is. So their ability to penetrate inside the cell and get to a location such as the mitochondria is very limited. And so the general antioxidants that are available right now just don't seem to do the trick.
It's really then a matter of getting the material that you've ingested, that you've swallowed, and get it to the microenvironment where the battle is being waged.
Exactly. And then the other approach that seems to be even more promising is to be able to induce your cells to make their own natural antioxidants. So there's a protein that's a transcription factor, which regulates expression of genes called NRF2. And NRF2 actually turns on the production of antioxidant enzymes by your cells. So if you can stimulate your cells to make their own antioxidants, then they're going to be available more locally within inside the cells and do what you need to do to reduce the level of ROS.
So there are a number of ways of theoretically turning on that transcription factor.
Yes.
How would one do it in practice?
In practice, I would have to say we're not quite there yet in terms of having a drug that will do that. So that's an area of active investigation, and the hope is that we'll be able to develop that.